Good morning, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. It is a wonderful Wednesday morning, May 29th. Thank you for spending your morning commute with us. Lots of amazing things have happened in Tucson this week. And so to get you guys up to speed over here, following up Chris DeSimone's Wake Up Tucson, we were talking the Tucson Roadrunners. Those of you out there know I happen to be a pimp for the puck, a big fan of ice hockey in Tucson. And I myself am very excited about this particular Rio Nuevo deal. I understand that there can be some animosity about using public tax dollars to bring or keep local hockey here in Tucson. And I am not, you know, lacking in my perception of this. But quite frankly, this is a tremendous benefit and tremendous win in Tucson to keep the Roadrunners here. Those of you who pay attention to the 72-game AHL schedule, we have committed to have 30 games here in the Old Pueblo, which means that approximately six of their 36 will be played up north in most likely the Mullet Arena in Tempe. We did make some concessions out there, right? A $2 ticket fee is going to be removed from the Roadrunners, and we are paying a good portion of their rent over there. There's a $180,000 and a $60,000 concession looking at that paperwork. And while certainly some people could get upset about us spending public money on sports, to me, public sports diversion like this for our citizens is really an important thing, and I think it's a great win for the Old Pueblo to keep this team here in Tucson. You heard Bob Hoffman, general manager, president of the Roadrunners, on the show just a few weeks ago saying he was committed to Tucson. And to me, there's a big thanks out there to both Fletcher, Edmund, the rest of the Rio Nuevo board voting 9-0. To keep the Roadrunners here in the Old Pueblo. Coming up on the restaurant scene out there in Food for Thought, we've got the World Margarita Championships in 2 weeks. This is coming on Friday, the 14th of June at Westward Look, 5:30. Tickets are available at SACA, that is SAACA.org, a wonderful organization, and they have put together for, I believe, 14 years now, this World Margarita Championships. Now, of course, World is probably the United States and a few restaurants from Sonora, Mexico, so it may not be indicative of the entire world, but a great event on Friday, the 14th of June. You'll have our restaurant Reforma out there participating with a couple dozen others. We're very excited for that World Margarita Championship, and I hope you guys will get a chance to get out there as well, too. Thank you, all the listeners, for your support for both the Shop Clio opening in St. Phillips Plaza. I got a lot of amazing positive messages about my wife being on the show last week. Hopefully she didn't beat me up too bad over there. There was a great turnout in St. Phillips Plaza for that opening. Congressman Juan Ciscomani showed up and gave Katarina and the crew over there a great little congressional award for opening. It was pretty neat to have that going on. We do happen to have a closing in the plaza to announce that our Pedego bike store happens to be shutting down and moving out at the end of this month. They've been broken into three times in the last 3 years and have had tens of thousands of dollars worth of Pedego bikes stolen out of St. Phillips Plaza alone. Again, like we've talked about on both Fox News and on what Chorus Nylander has picked up on KVOA, crime is a continued problem here in Tucson and something that we need to be incredibly cognizant of. And it's a real shame to see us losing businesses like that. On the restaurant front, we've got an opening of the original Chop Shop happening on Campbell. Looks to be June 3rd right now. Nobody in the restaurant business can exactly predict their opening because of all the governmental oversight, health department, building code, fire, all that fun stuff. But they are days away from opening up one of the first healthy fast food drive-through concepts. This will be their first store in the Old Pueblo. And one of their competitors right down the street, which was Goodness. We talked about Goodness a couple weeks ago. Goodness has been closed since the holidays. They're going to rebrand themselves as Asada Taqueria, and hopefully it'll be opening up in the next month or two as well, too, bringing authentic Sonoran fare to the desert. Now, before I introduce our next guest over here, I want to bring a quick lesson in Tucson restaurant history. And we're going to talk about a location at Swan and Fort Lowell, 2959 North Swan Road, right? This area happened to have been the Palomino restaurant, starting in 1942. owned by the Gekas family, again from 1968 to 1994. This was one of Tucson's most known restaurants, right? Old school continental dining at its finest. And this was a humongous, very, very large location that eventually, after a couple of other failed midterm concepts, became McMahon's Steakhouse, right? The crown jewel in the McMahon's empire of, you know, metro restaurants, which had at its peak over a dozen restaurants in Tucson. And McMahon's was and Metro Restaurants was really a juggernaut over here. Like, this was in the mid 90s when I moved to Tucson. This was the company to be and work for, right? There was Old Pueblo Grill, there was Metro Grill, there was City Grill, there was all kinds of other concepts under their belt. They got into the golf courses in Green Valley. There was a barbecue concept called Smokin'. There was partnerships with Ray Flores from the El Char family. I mean, these guys were everywhere. There was partnerships with Nimbus on Tanga Verde when Tanga Verde was Restaurant Row. I remember going the week of the McMahon's opening, it must have been 1998 in that plaza, and thinking to myself, gosh, this is really the be-all, end-all of local Tucson white tablecloth fine dining restaurants, right? This was expensive, opulent, gorgeous, the chandeliers, the paintings, the 14,000 square feet of restaurant, the smoking cigar and whiskey lounge on the side. This was quite the property. But unfortunately, like so many things coming to an end, the McMahon's restaurant closed in 2014. And basically, the entire Metro restaurant chain ended up shutting down with it. And this was pretty an unfortunate thing. White tablecloth fine dining, as we know it, has been in trouble for an awful long time. Most restaurants like this haven't been able to survive outside of the cocoon of a hotel or perhaps a casino environment that would subsidize this expensive level of service, this expensive level of production. And in fact, if you listeners remember, the Metro Restaurant Group even took over the venerable Tack Room in the year 2000 and ran that one until about 2003 or so, which was Tucson's only five diamond restaurant pretty much ever in the history of the Old Pueblo over here. And so the closure of McMahon's was something that really broke my heart. I found that though Bob McMahon was a polarizing figure, right? Larger than life, chomping on a cigar with a whiskey, master of the universe from his own whiskey bar for certain. This was really a figure of just paramount importance in Tucson. And while many people out there somehow danced on the grave of Metro restaurants and somehow celebrated the closure of this, I really lamented this. And quite frankly, when the opportunity came to redevelop that shopping center, like, I had a bit of a broken heart until I met my guest this morning that happened to be sitting across from me, and that's going to be Christian Goes and Wendy Alexonis. When we come back, we're going to talk about their redevelopment of that shopping center known as Synergy Plaza. We're going to talk about what they've done to create and build the F45 franchise, becoming one of the largest franchisors in the United States. We're going to talk about Vitality Bowls, their quick service concept. We're going to talk about all kinds of cool things that they have got going on. You are listening to Grant Krueger on Jump In Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back, Old Pueblo. Thanks for tuning in to Jump In Tucson. I am your host, Grant Krueger, and this morning I've got a couple of dynamic figures, special guest of Jump In Tucson, Christian Goes and his wife, Wendy Alexonis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for joining us here on Jump In this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, so before the break, we were talking about Synergy Plaza, right? The former location of the Palomino and McMahon's. And you've been at that one for nearly a decade on that redevelopment. Tell us how you got into that deal.
Well, Grant, a few of us here in town, a couple partners and myself were actively looking for some office space to office together. And our broker called us up, and we weren't looking for 50,000 square feet at the time. We were looking for about 10,000 square feet. And the McMahon's project came up as an option for us. It was owned by the bank, So we took a hard look at it, and we were able to all come together and take a property that was at that time about 30% occupied. And at closing, with all three of us, plus a title company and the Savaya Coffee at the time, all executed leases prior to closing and brought it up to 80% occupancy, and just really stabilized the property. And we got quite a bit of pushback, comments like you said earlier about, you know, it was just sad to see McMahon's go because it's been there for so long, and people are, you know, or how could you repurpose that restaurant into office space? And it turned out to be a great project, and we're 99% leased up, and it's super stable, and we love it.
I've been really impressed with your redevelopment of that one. As I had said earlier in the show, you know, I had some really heavy heart on this one, as I didn't want to see such a dynamic, long-standing historic restaurant property, you know, go under the bulldozer. But you really did a great job in redeveloping Synergy Plaza. And I've been impressed with your business career watching the two of you over the years. We happen to also be neighbors in St. Philip's Plaza, right, with one of your F45 franchises. So you guys really have a lot going on over here. Wendy, you had 30 years as CPA before this. Like, what got you on this entrepreneurial front?
Well, prior to this, Christian and I, we've done multiple different businesses together, and we would always partner with experts in the area. So this isn't, doing this together wasn't necessarily new to us, but doing a business like F45 was completely new to us. It's kind of a funny story how we decided to do F45. Our kids went away to summer camp in 2017, and we decided to go to group fitness for the first time together. And it was so fun, but we did leave there, the endorphins going, but it wasn't our type of workout. And so before we even left the parking lot, I had already Googled different options. We found it. We found F45, started researching it. And at that point, it was just going to be kind of a fun side job. No idea that we were going to take it this far as we have. So that's how we got into it. It was going to be a fun little extra hobby job.
Now, you guys really took some pretty big entrepreneurial risks over here. I mean, opening up, you know, both gyms and restaurants in COVID over here, you basically got two of the three hardest hit businesses by COVID out there. If you would have perhaps started a cruise ship or an assisted living, you might have really just sort of completed the triumvirate of difficult businesses to do in 2020. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So 2 days after we opened, we were shut down, and we had gone into this with the mindset of, okay, we're going to bring F45 to Tucson. If we're going to do this, we're going to cover from Rita Ranch to Marana and everything in between. So that was our original plan, to do probably 5 or 6. So we're out there signing leases. We're getting everything in the works. We had 5 leases signed and in the works when we opened our first one. And then 2 days later, COVID shut down, but we already were in the works on all of these. So we just had to plow forward, keep moving, and figure out how we were going to be able to manage this. And we moved it outside. We were lucky enough to be able to do that. And since there's no cars in parking lots of the shopping centers because everything was shut down, there's plenty of room for us to move our workouts outside and give people an option to work out during those scary times.
Where was your first F45 location here in Tucson?
Northeast Tucson at Spino Canyon and Tanque Verde.
Very cool. And then you followed up with St. Philip's Plaza after that?
Actually, it was Sabino Canyon, Tanque Verde, then Rita Ranch, then Marana, then St. Philip's, then Oro Valley. Yeah, and then Sam Hughes, and then Northwest.
So how many F45 locations do you have today?
In Tucson, 7, total 14.
14 locations. That's unbelievable. What a success story, starting from a business where your first gym was 2 days before COVID. Not exactly a growth time in the fitness industry.
No, it didn't really fit in with our growth plan.
But it fit in with our sleep plan, because what we had to do was get up with our team every morning at 3 a.m., to get to the gym, because it took an hour and a half to move all the equipment out into the parking lot. So when our 5 o'clock members showed up, all the equipment was out there, the music was ready to go, And that was a silver lining for us, as we were one of the few gyms that were able to move literally all the equipment outside for that day's workout and then move it all back inside after the 7 o'clock class. And we did that every day for 9 months.
And you know what, Grant? The best part of that was, as you mentioned, we both have our I had my other career, now this is it. But this wasn't the reward that we saw during that time. People had were going through a lot of stuff during that time, and they were so thankful to have a place to go and still work out and still have something healthy in their life. And it was really special time.
No, without a doubt. I think gym shutdowns ultimately were one of the biggest tragedies, quite frankly, of COVID. The idea that we would take away one of the activities that promotes health and wellness and instead remove that, forcing you to drag the entire gym outside, although certainly probably its own fitness program by itself. I'm sure the trainers benefited from some degree of fitness from moving that all out there. Quite frankly, it was really sad to see. And it's amazing to see your continued growth in spite of such a severe setback 2 days into business's life.
Yeah, we dug a pretty big hole during that time, but we plowed through. And yes, to touch on your point, it was the best shape I was ever in my life, because we moving that equipment in and out several times a day was definitely a great workout.
Now, you guys have done a great job, not just with the Synergy Plaza, but with your F45 in the Benedictine development as well, too. Ross Rolney's, you know, set up on Country Club over there. Tell us a little bit about that store and the challenges of being part of that developmental project.
That's been a load. That's actually been one of our more interesting projects. It's a very successful center. Great housing development there, and limited retail space. And we were the first retail space to open there. And so once we got past the rest of the construction, then we've had some challenges there, but it's such a cool location. And it's really cool because a lot of people can walk from their homes and right in that neighborhood, and or come from the apartments above and come work out there. It's a really fun location. We have a lot of U of A coaches and students that come work out there. It's a fun studio.
So how many F45s do you think Tucson as a market can support? Do you think that we've hit our limit at 7 here right
yes.
now?
Yes.
A defining and resounding yes. yes over there.
Well, I'll expand on that. F45 allowed another franchisee to come into town, and they were going to open up 3 locations. They ultimately opened up 2, one on Rudisill and one on Kolb and Sunrise, which were not a part of our 7. And so Wendy and I, you know, reached out to F45 saying, what are you thinking? And ultimately we told them we felt that Tucson can't support that many F45s because the pie is the pie. And ultimately those 2 F45s shut down within 12 months. They have one downtown at the AC Marriott that never opened up. And so, yeah, Tucson can support 7 and support 7 very well.
And we were only going to do 5 to 6, but we did have to throw in number 7.
The lucky number 7 yes. over there as well, too. What was lucky number 7 location for you?
Northwest, Thornydale and Linda Vista.
And the reason for that is because of Marana location on Cortero and Thornydale, and our North Oracle location in Oro Valley were so successful, we had to plop one right in the middle because we are waitlist in our 5, 6, 7 o'clock classes. People couldn't get in.
That's phenomenal. And that's great success and great growth as well, too. I had wondered when I saw that number of additional F45s popping up here in the old Pueblo, like how many the Tucson market of 1 million people could possibly support, right? Is there a limitation to this? Or does anything become the new mattress firm of Tucson, right? On every corner, there's a mattress firm opposed to another mattress firm and a Starbucks type model. I think you're probably right on the money over there with 7 stores. So when we come back after the break, I want to talk to you guys too about Vitality Bowls, right? We like, tend to talk a lot of food shop over here on Jump In Tucson, on my little piece of the pie here on Wednesdays. And I'd love to talk to you guys about the development of Vitality Bowls in that old McMahon space in Synergy Plaza, where you're going to go with Vitality Bowls in the future as well, too. I think that concepts like this are really the future of the restaurant business moving forward. It's not going to be fine tablecloth, you know, white tablecloth fine dining, but instead a lot of quick service. So when we come back after the break, we're going to continue with Christian and Wendy from F45 and Vitality Bowls and Synergy Plaza here on Jump In Tucson. You're listening to Grant Krueger. Hang in there. We'll catch you right after the break. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. Thank you again for listening to Jump In Tucson. I am your host, Grant Krueger. Every week on Jump In Tucson, we talk about success stories, right? Both in politics and the restaurant business here, they tend to overlap a little more than most people would think sometimes. And this morning, I've got Christian Goes and Wendy Alexonis, owners of both F45 and Vitality Bowls. We haven't talked too much about Vitality Bowls yet, and so let's segue into, Christian, that development of the Vitality Bowls concept in the Synergy Plaza, the former McMahon's development.
That's actually in the cigar bar part that you talked about earlier. Savaya Coffee took over that space in 2016. Ultimately, we decided that that kitchen was just way more than they can take on, and they just wanted to stick with coffee. And so my wife, after, as we said earlier, retiring after being a CPA for 30 years, decided opening up 14 F45s wasn't enough. And so she thought it'd be a good idea to open up a healthy food concept. And so we thought it'd be a good start to do that at Synergy Plaza, right in our backyard where we office every day. And the unique part about that is all my friends, at least, are like, you know, what is your wife doing? What is she thinking? Why is she doing all this? And my response is simply, aren't you supposed to do what you want to do when you retire? And this is what makes her happy. She's a worker. She's a workhorse. And that's what I love about her.
So, Wendy, tell us about Vitality Bowls over here in the old cigar bar of McMahon's. Like, you couldn't have a bigger dichotomy between lack of health and health that's going on in that room right now. Like, tell me why you picked Vitality Bowls.
Well, so it all started with the F45. The number one challenge that we were seeing with our members was they were struggling with nutrition and food. And they weren't getting, they were getting great, building muscle, having great strength, but their struggle was eating healthy. And so I started searching for, there's no way that I could ever do what you do and start one from scratch. I needed some guidance, right? So we went the franchise approach, and it took 2 years of searching to find some place with the menu that like Vitality Bowls has. I mean, it's a superfood cafe. So we were thrilled to finally find it. But the motivation was honestly to have quick food during the day, quick healthy food during the day to help people gain the results that they're striving for. And as you could see with the F45s, we usually don't just do one. it was a great, great first location with that great patio. But we're going to be doing some more.
So let's define some more here for our listeners. Give me a quantitative analysis. How many Vitality Bowls are you looking to do here, Wendy?
In Tucson, there will be 3 to 5. And there will be 2 more by this fall. One up at Sabino Canyon Tanque Verde and one at Ina and Oracle. And then next year, we'll evaluate what'll come after that.
That's impressive. 3 to 5 Vitality Bowls. And Christian, you mentioned 14 F45s, but we only talked about 7 in Tucson over here. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. The next 2 came, we opened up in Scottsdale a few years ago, or I guess it's been 2 years now. Can't keep track. It's been 4 or 5 years since we've done all these. And then we bought a resale one, our first actual resale in Ogden, Utah. And then actually on April 1st of this year, we purchased the territory that was already in existence and open in Oklahoma City. So there's 4 studios out there that we purchased that are already operating studios, and with 2 undeveloped locations out there that we can choose to open if we choose to. And the reason we did that is because we like to control the market, just like here in Tucson. We're the only F45s that will ever be in Tucson now. We've made that arrangement with corporate. And that goes for Oklahoma City as well.
And that way we can control the quality and the experience to be at the level that we want it to be at and be consistent no matter what F45 you go to in that area.
And you guys have empowered some of your trainer managers as corporate partners as well too. Is that correct?
That is very correct. Like we said earlier, we're not doing this because this is our livelihood. We're doing this because it's our passion. And we have such great team members that it is their passion and livelihood. And in order for to help them grow in their careers, we need to find other opportunities for them. And that was actually our main motivating factor in buying the ones in Oklahoma. We had two key managers that were ready for more. And we've had our team from day one. And so that more wasn't there. Where would they go from where they were? And so we started really evaluating, okay, what can we do? And we found these studios in Oklahoma City and invited them to be part of the ownership team, and they accepted.
Yeah, and I like to share who those are. When we first brought this concept to Tucson, we started off with bringing on Leah Ward as a partner, who in turn brought on Corey Williams, who was the general manager at the time of Orange Theory. So that was really, really big for us, because in turn Corey Williams brought on Gary Strouser as our as another owner with us and our operations manager. And then the Oklahoma City studios, Justin Chu, who manages our Northwest studio.
Northeast,
at Tanque Verde and Sabino Canyon. So Justin Chu, and then Melissa Martin, who manages our super thriving Marana location. They've agreed to help oversee the Oklahoma City locations, and so we brought them into the partnership group as well.
That's amazing, guys. Like, what an empire in just 4 years to go from one store dragging all your equipment outside every single day in the parking lot to having 14 F45 locations, a number of corporate partner managers, and now you're in the restaurant business as well, too. Describe to me a little bit of the challenges of the restaurant business compared to the gym business.
Well, the gym business, you know when you're going to be busy. You have your set schedule, and you know 5 and 6 a.m., you're going to be waitlisted, most likely. And you can manage that because it is consistent just about every day. I would like you to tell me, Grant, because in the restaurant business, some days our lunch rush is at 11 a.m., some days our lunch rush is at 1 p.m., and it's not quite as consistent as I expected.
No, demand is, of course, inconsistent in food service, right? It's contingent on the time of year, the time of day, the socioeconomic climate of the city at that given moment. Even the temperature or the weather can affect business. And it often takes many, many years to understand when you're going to be busy or not. We use regression analysis, actually, of previous year's sales, and then throw out the super rainy days or the super hot days or the sporting events or whatnot to try to accurately forecast many weeks in advance before the day even happens. And shockingly, if you do that with enough data, you can figure it out. But it literally takes years and years of sales data to get an understanding of how that's going to work out. And now, like in our full service restaurants, we can predict normally to within plus or minus about 1% of what our sales are going to be, in spite of that inconsistency every single day. But it's based on just surviving the first number of years so that you have that past history. And so many people, unfortunately, don't make it in those first few years of the restaurant business.
Oh, we will make it, Grant.
Oh, I believe it. I think you've got 14 F45s right now. Like, I believe you're going to make it. I'm wondering if this is only going to stay in Tucson. Are you thinking of Vitality Bowls in other cities as well, too? Are you going to get some frequent flyer miles out here?
Well, I have considered, it's a topic to discuss, but kind of following where our F45s are, because the where they are located, there aren't Vitality Bowls, and the outside of Tucson, I mean. And so once we get ours in Tucson, that we may explore those options as well.
It's a radio show, but Christian's looking like, ma'am, this is my wife over here. This is her pet project. Were you looking forward to retirement more over here, Christian, or is this...
You know what? It's funny you say that, because the last 3 years, right before F45, I was sitting here thinking, okay, the kids are going to be out of high school in about 4 or 5 years, so it's time to kind of wind down and start selling some things off. And here my wife retires, like you said, after 30 years, and she's going straight up like a rocket ship. And if she's going up, I'm not going down. So if she's going to go high, I'm going to try and go higher, and or just go right along with her. And I'll certainly support her in anything and everything that she wants to do, because she's certainly supported me over the last 20 years on all my crazy things.
And truth be known, Grant, if I was not this busy, I would drive him nuts, and I would be worried about my kids 24 hours a day. Everyone is happier with me being this busy.
And I would like Wendy, honestly, because we were pleasantly surprised about Vitality Bowls, of how much catering business she's getting, which is really, it's been honestly a little bit reverse. We thought we would get more walk-in traffic or Uber pickups, but it's been a pleasant surprise on how many catering orders that she gets for local businesses that want their food delivered for their meetings. And so I would like Wendy to talk about that.
That's fantastic. Well, when we come back after the break, we'll segue into what's on that menu at Vitality Bowls. What's coming up over here? We have been listening to Jump in Tucson with your host, Grant Kruger. We've got Christian Goes and Wendy Alexonis, owners of F45 in Vitality Bowls, coming up for one more segment on Jump In. Hang in there. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back, Tucson, and the final segment of Jump in Tucson with your host here, Grant Kruger. Tomorrow on Jump in Tucson, we've got Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attraction Alliance, bringing in Robert Davenport, who happens to be the chief operations managers of the Mine Tours, the Good Enough Mine Tours in Tombstone, Arizona. So they're going to talk all about Tombstone and those mine tours tomorrow on Jump In. And of course, we've got the venerable Dr. Ed Ackerley on Jump In Tucson on Friday as well. But this morning, we've got one more segment with Christian and Wendy from F45 and Vitality Bowls. Wendy, tell us a little bit about those menu items you've got over at Vitality Bowls.
So it is, we actually, like I said, we searched to find this concept for a couple years. It goes from anywhere from fresh juices, smoothies, acai bowls, but then we also have the healthy wraps, paninis, salads, grain bowls. So pretty much a place that my husband and I can both eat. We can be healthy and be happy. And it is... a lot of times when you go out for acai bowls, they'll be a lot sweeter. They'll have a lot of added sugar. They'll have a lot of different things in there. Ours is basically blended fruit with fruit and toppings and pure deliciousness and no stomach ache guaranteed.
Love it. And so where can guests find this? Do you order online? Is there a website for Vitality Bowls?
Yes. So you can, there's an app and you earn rewards and points, special coupons, all of that. So Vitality Bowls app there, or vitalitybowls.com, and you can, our store will come up and you can just order online there. And there are great rewards by doing it that way. Cheaper delivery by going through the app, and it's real easy.
So when are we going to get the Vitality Bowls next to me in St. Philip's Plaza over here,
you know
when you stop leasing up all their space?
touche. So we have been a big fan, my wife and I, of F45 in St. Philip's Plaza. I do think it's a great couples workout that you can do together as well, too, no matter what your athletic ability is, right? There's a lot of sports you can't necessarily do with your spouse. I'm not going to go play pickup basketball with my spouse who's 4'12". Sorry out there, Katerina. But you know, I'm probably not going to go powerlifting with her. But something like F45 truly is something I think a couple can do together, which is what I think makes it such an enjoyable family activity.
And with your children.
Without a doubt. And I've seen you with Maverick over there as well, too, kicking butt in F45 on more than one occasion as well, too. A great family activity. I'm really impressed that you guys have gotten to 14 stores so quickly. Do you have plans for future expansion in F45? Do you think this could go bigger than just Tucson, Utah, Oklahoma City? Is there more?
There absolutely could be. So we are We are always watching for opportunities. We are eyeing up certain undeveloped territories. And then a lot of people did this as, like we thought we were doing it as kind of a hobby job. And that's not what it is. If you're not passionate about this business, you shouldn't be in it. We are seeing opportunities of people that, you know, in one we're looking at right now, an attorney. He thought, oh yeah, I can just run, have these F-45s, and it's just not the case. So we are always watching for opportunities outside of Tucson.
Amazing. How many F-45s are there in the United States, more or less?
A few hundred. We are the biggest single franchisee in the U.S.
Wow, so. That's amazing, guys. Congratulations. Yeah. An awesome success story from Tucson, for sure. And for Vitality Bowls, you think that there's something out there beyond Tucson as well, too?
There certainly could be. You know what? I could eat there 3 times a day. I really believe in it, and I really love the food.
If she expands outside Tucson, we might have to go to therapy.
Understood. We offer therapy live on radio over here at Jump in Tucson as well, too. That segment follows up after Dennis Prager over here in the mornings. Hey, so speaking of eating at Vitality Bowls 3 times a day, if you couldn't eat at Vitality Bowls, and you couldn't come to any of my restaurants either, name me a couple of your favorite local places here in our last couple minutes on Jump in.
Okay, well, we're Eastsiders, so Christian, we love Gavi.
Yep, Gavi and Flores. We enjoy going down to Flores to kind of just get a little bit away from the east side. And
I love Eclectic. You brought up Basil's.
Basil's. We really like Basil's. We've been going there for years. And so that's where we hover.
I'm a big Basil's fan as well, too. Like old school Tucson restaurants, right? We talked about McMahon's and this history of the Gekas family in Palomino. Like, to me, Basil's even fits in that sort of mold as well, too. It might look like it's in some sort of a strip mall property, but this is dark. No windows, you know? Like my kind of old school Italian red sauce joint for sure. I'm a big fan of Basil's as well, too.
Yeah, their dark bar is, I mean, it's just kind of fun.
It might take a few F-45 classes to work off some of that delicious Basil's as well, too, but certainly a great choice out there. So where can people find out about F-45?
F45training.com.
And there's an app as well, too?
There is. There absolutely is. And you can book your classes, go to MindBody. You can sign up for classes through MindBody, the app, or go to the website.
So if I sign up for an F-45 at, say, St. Philip's Plaza, can I then use that app to go to any of your locations in the city of Tucson?
So you can do it. If you have a membership at one of our locations, you can go to any of them. But that is currently not an F-45 thing. That's an hour thing. So it definitely, we need to be alerted that that's what you want to do, and we will make sure that can happen for you.
A little technology change on the back end over there. But that's a neat little side benefit as well, too, of this ownership, that you can offer something like
it's
that for
huge.
People on the go to be able to pick up classes in any part of the city is actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, our number one location actually that hosts members from other studios is the one at Benedictine on Country Club. And people are down there for work, and they'll zip in and do a noon class. And so yeah, it is really a big benefit to members.
Well, and also we found that when our members travel to Scottsdale, they love the fact that we have two studios right there, because it's near the hotels they stay at, and they can go there. They don't have to pay a drop-in rate as if they were to go to another F-45 franchisee.
Oh, that's fantastic. I hadn't even thought about the Scottsdale implications of that one as well, too. Statewide over here, there are F-45 options for you. This is fantastic, guys. I really salute you and your business successes thus far to have picked up on a pair of industries that probably couldn't have been more challenged, quite frankly, over the last couple of years, and not only survive, but be successful, right? And so we are all about success over here on Jump in Tucson. Last plugs for the website over here, F-45 Training. Vitalitybowls.com and
Vitalitybowls.com
and Vitalitybowls.com. Both amazing establishments. Please do go visit Christian and Wendy's places over here. They're a true jump in Tucson success story, and it has been our pleasure to have you guys here this morning. Listeners, thank you again for spending this portion of your morning with us here on Jump in Tucson. As we think about the changes that happen in our industry, right? The death of the white tablecloth, full service, Chateaubriand, tableside, Caesar kind of place, and that cigar lounge suddenly turning into a healthy bowl concept, right? And fitness concepts enriching and making people's lives better. I see progress over there as well too, right? From the ashes rises the phoenix over here, and you guys have had a lot of success. I salute you on this one. Thank you again, listeners. Join us tomorrow, Tom Moulton, Southern Arizona Attraction Alliance on Jump in Tucson. Thank you again for listening. I am Grant Kruger, your host. This has been a great morning with you on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk.